Hello and welcome to Talk Chinesey, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to talk about something very important because all of us, everybody has one mobile. We have Ralph Simon, the chief executive and founder of Mobilium Global. Hi, Ralph. 你好.
Hi, Xiaolan. 你好.
Right, Ralph, thank you for joining us. It's very exciting.
It's wonderful to be here and to be speaking with you, and particularly just thinking about what people all over the world do to learn Chinese.
Wow, that's a very big question because almost 20% of the global population speak, read Chinese on a regular basis.
Amazing.
And the rest of the world, we all have to learn a little bit, even if we don't need to be fluent.
Absolutely correct. Very, very important.
Right. And then mobile, it's a very important element of people's life now, not only for productivity, for learning, for social, and for entertainment.
And also what's interesting is the world's largest telco of all is China Mobile in China, over 910 million subscribers. That's more than all the subscribers in Europe, all the subscribers in America, all the subscribers in Latin America.
Yep.
Incredible, incredible company.
Yep. And then the scale, everything, the scale in China is just astonishing.
It is astonishing.
Right. And then if we look at the global population, of course, China is 1.3 billion out of 7 billion. And then, but if you look at the smartphone penetration, China actually has 28%. Of a smartphone in the world.
That is about slightly above the average. Certainly, smartphone penetration in Europe and in the United States is higher than that. But in terms of so-called emerging markets, although China has fully emerged, that figure is high and growing fast all the time, particularly with the increased love by Chinese subscribers for video. Video is really driving the need to upgrade to smartphones.
Yeah, so videos, music, games, even manga, for example.
Manga, very, very popular.
Yep.
And of course, social, just very, very important, certainly in terms of striking up interesting friendships, relationships, and also people with similar tastes and preferences, whether it's for sports or for Chinese film and Chinese television.
Such an important idea, technology and company. Let's learn how to say that in Chinese.
Oh, incredible.
To say mobile, we say 移动.
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 Perfect. 移, that means to move, to shift. 移.
移.
That's a second tone, so we can make it like slightly higher.
移.
移. 移. And the character is quite interesting. It's actually the combination between the grain and a lot. Let's just picture that. Close our eyes and picture the grain in the wind and the hundreds of them, millions of them, they're moving along the wind. So that's moving. So 移.
移.
移. It's a very common language, a common, very common character, and you can use that in many occasions. But here, when you add 动 behind, that means mobile. 移动.
移动.
移动. 动 as a character, again, quite interesting, is a combination between heavy weight and power. So the power to move the heavy weight, then you move things forward. 动.
Dong.
Dong is the fourth tone.
So, 移动.
移动. 移动.
移动.
移动. And then 移动, that originally was the generic word saying to move around. But now when you see 移动, that actually means mobile.
You know, it's so interesting. In Europe, they sometimes call a mobile a handy.
Yep.
And sometimes in Latin America, they use that same phrase or just call it a mobi.
Yep. In China, sometimes you hear people saying 手提.
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 Yep, 手 is hand. 提 is to hold it. You handheld. 手提.
手提.
手提. And of course, the language evolved and different regions, they use different ways. For example, in Taiwan, they mainly say 手机.
手机.
手机. Perfect. 手.
手机.
手机. 手 is hand. And 机 means machine, so hand machine, 手机.
手机.
Yeah, so they all mean exactly the same thing. Okay, 移动.
移动.
手提。That's it. And then you mentioned an awesome company called China Mobile.
Yes.
With more than 900 million customers.
Yes.
China Mobile, the company name is 中国移动.
中国.
中国 means China. 中 is middle.
Uh-huh.
国 is kingdom.
Oh.
Middle kingdom is China. So, 中国移动.
中国移动.
That's right. That's the name of the company. So next time when you have meeting with the CEO, you say 中国移动.
Uh-huh. 中国移动.
中国移动. And then, of course, in our one of our episodes, we learn how to say the best, 最好. So you can flatter, give them some you can flatter them saying 中国移动最好. That means China Mobile is the best.
中国移动最好。中国移动最好。最好。
Okay, let's try to put it together. 中国移动。中国移动。 That means China Mobile. 中国移动。中国移动。 And to say best, 中国移动最好。中国移动最好。 That's awesome, Ralph. 最好. You're the best. Right. Yeah. So mobile is an interesting business opportunity, not only for mobile carriers and not only for big or small businesses. In fact, in China, a lot of people, they moved up above the poverty line by having their smartphone with them.
Right.
Because the O2O business, online to offline.
Right.
So every single guy from anywhere in different city or village, they can start their own business and then, of course, connect with their customers.
Exactly.
Through the platforms.
Exactly.
Can you share with us a vision for Mobilian Global?
Well, first of all, one of the key elements of mobile is something which is very important in China. And I don't know if I'm pronouncing the Chinese word correctly, but if I say the word guanxi,
relationship.
So one of the key things with mobile and having a mobile device and being a subscriber is to be able to have trust in your device.
Yes.
Trust in your apps and applications and trust in the fact that if you use your device for commerce or buying things, that it will be correctly done and it will be done in an honest way.
Mm-hmm. And then, so Mobilian Global's mission?
The mission is be able to find the latest, newest, best applications that will be changing people's future and the way that their lifestyles can be made better by the use of their phones.
That's amazing. So learning Chinese is part of it, I guess.
It would be very important, particularly with translation software that you can now get on your phone where you will hear the different tones of Chinese, Mandarin, Cantonese, but primarily Mandarin, and know that you can pronounce them.
Yep.
If you're not familiar with the different tones in Chinese, your phone can help give you that correct pronunciation.
Right. I feel like learning or communication is more about the combination between artificial intelligence and human intelligence.
Correct.
So what the machines can do, the mobile can do, 移动, what can they do is to provide you, for example, simultaneous translation, but no one can replace the true human cultural understanding.
Completely correct. There has to be face-to-face or voice-to-voice.
Great. So thank you so much, Ralph, for joining us. And thank you for listening to Talk Chinesey. Today we learned a very important word, mobile, 移动.
移动.
Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. And don't forget to visit Chinesey.com. 再见.
谢谢.
谢谢, 再见.
再见.